You have tuned yourself to the Musical Curiosity Shop, starring Uncle Dave Lewis. And indeed, welcome to today's special episode of the Musical Curiosity Shop. We will be exploring one of the nether regions of the big band era, that of the Bradley McKinley Orchestra, who will certainly boogie your woog and beat you daddy eight to the bar. Please join me for the next hour in this special program. I'm Uncle Dave Lewis. I first encountered the Bradley McKinley Orchestra thanks to a young teacher who visited my school when I was in the sixth grade. She had learned that I liked old 78 RPM records and had brought two of them from her parents' house to give me. One was that hoary old favorite Beautiful Ohio by Henry Burr, though owing to a misstrike of the typeface on the label, it actually read Henry Burp, and I wish I still had it. The other disc was of the Bradley McKinley Orchestra performing Scrub Me Mama with a Boogie Beat backed with Boogie Woogie Conga, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. While the music was good, it seemed very modern for an old record and wasn't compatible with what I knew then about the big band era. Of course, that was 41 years ago, and since then I've had time to figure it out. What is most useful to know about the Bradley McKinley Orchestra is that it traveled in a parallel orbit to the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Drummer and singer Ray McKinley was born in Texas in 1910 and first came to New York in 1931 with fellow Texan Seeger Ellis's band. Ray made his first recording that year, singing on a Red Nichols date where Glenn Miller was playing trombone. A few weeks later, Will Bradley, born in 1912 and hailing from New Jersey, replaced Glenn Miller in the Nichols group. Will Bradley's birth name was Wilbur Schwichtenberg. I know it looks like Schwichtenberg, but Will Bradley Jr. himself told me it was pronounced Schwichtenberg and that his father had changed it legally to Will Bradley by the time that Will Bradley Jr. was born in 1941. By 1934, all three, Will Bradley, Ray McKinley, and Glenn Miller, were playing in the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, led by Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. When Tommy rather famously walked off the stand for the last time in 1935, a lot of those men stayed with Jimmy, including Ray McKinley, who became an important attraction within the band owing to his larger-than-life personality, big drum sound, and tendency towards crazy silliness. Along the way, McKinley earned the sobriquet Mr. Mac, which later became 8-Beat Mac, and you will hear these name checks on some of these recordings. Glenn Miller and Will Bradley left the Dorseys to join Ray Noble, the British band leader who was establishing a band in America. Glenn Miller was essentially the chief cook and bottle washer of this group, and it was excellent, but it was an unhappy experience for everyone. When Glenn Miller decided to leave the band, he founded his own first big band, which flopped so badly that he had to start a second one in order to pay for the losses of the first. The second Glenn Miller Orchestra, however, entered the realm of legend as an American institution and first connected with the public through a series of broadcasts in June 1939 from the Glen Island Casino in New York. That same month, the Will Bradley Orchestra made its debut in some hole in the wall in Manhattan. To fill the drummer's chair, Will Bradley hired Ray McKinley away from the Dorsey Orchestra. To become a bandleader made sense for Will Bradley. He was good-looking, a solid disciplinarian in rehearsal, and he wrote excellent arrangements. But he didn't necessarily like fronting the band, announcing the songs, doing other things that a swing bandleader had to do. Ray McKinley was a natural clown and kind of a show-off, and ideally suited to fulfill that role. To reflect Ray's importance to the organization, the band's official name was the Will Bradley Orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, which was a mouthful, so the public began to refer to them as Bradley McKinley, like it was a person's name. That was all right with Will Bradley, as long as Ray McKinley remembered who was the boss, which he did. Sort of. Well, some of the time, when he felt like it.
About old Doc Yak, he's gone out west where quacks a quack. Old Doc Yak, he won't come back. Old Doc Yak, he won't come back. Old Doc Yak, he won't come back. He wouldn't do a lick of work. Well, I wouldn't smoke, he wouldn't drink, sit all day and pretend to think. He washed his feet in the kitchen sink, just another lazy Jake. Well, now he knew the answer to almost everything. He had a cure for cancer and a curse for swing. Old Doc Yak, he burned the shack. Old Doc Yak, he burned the shack. Old Doc Yak, he left today, went to California.
That was Old Doc Yak, recorded at the first Bradley McKinley session for Columbia in September 1939. It's hard for audiences of today to appreciate what a strange experience hearing this in 1939 would have been. He washed his feet in the kitchen sink? What is up with that? However, in February 1940, the Bradley McKinley Group played the famous Door in New York, and the broadcast from that date firmly cemented the group's popularity. Columbia moved Bradley McKinley Recordings from the Cheap Vocalion subsidiary to the main label, and one of their first Red Columbias proved to be their biggest and most enduring hit, Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar, recorded in May 1940. It was also their first collaboration with songwriter Don Rae, whose boogie-woogie anthems would serve as a dominant factor in the pop music of World War II.
Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A rip, a rap, a rip, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar.
Ready?
Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar, features the piano of Freddie Slack, who would later go on to his own successes, leading a band featuring singer Ella Mae Morse. Bradley McKinley did more in the way of orchestral boogie-woogie than any other swing band, and a lot of this was the purview of Ray McKinley, who loved playing it. If you worked in the factories during World War II, you couldn't escape the music of Bradley McKinley. It was an essential part of the life soundtrack of Rosie the Riveter. Moreover, the public loved the basic combination of Bradley and McKinley as leaders. They were like the odd couple, Will Bradley as a serious and hardworking fellow with a penetrating gaze, and Ray McKinley as a clown, cutting it up. However, Will Bradley's pieces also captivated the public's imagination, including this one, so strange that once Raymond Scott's widow told me that everybody seemed to think it was her husband's, though he didn't write it. It was All Will Bradley, a tune from 1940 called Celery Stalks at Midnight.
No matter how they Bantam. I still like Yeller Bantam, a tune that has that good old corn-fed touch. I mean it, I get a kick out of corn. Well, now I have since the day I was born. I don't care nothing about getting hip. Corn meal music has pep. Yeah, talk all you want about swing. I hate the blankety thing. Why, my kind of music's as good as yours. I get kick out of corn. You can't go wrong on any old song that has that rip-hip-hippy. When Ma and Pa sing turkey in the straw, that just drives me dippy. Yippee! Give me the razzmatazz. Good old American jazz. Why, that's what I call pretty slick. I get a kick out of corn, gosh darn it. I get a kick out of corn, gosh darn it. I get a kick out of corn. Thank you.
guess you don't like scrambled eggs. If you don't like a scramble, we don't like you, because we're from way down in Russia where the eggs cost a dollar and the cats all holler.
Scramble too!
After we heard Celery Stalks at Midnight, we heard something called I Get a Kick Out of Corn, which was a very brave piece for the band to record. If you go back to the old Downbeat and Metronome magazines of that time, you will encounter constant complaining from critics about Korn and its deleterious effect on jazz. Although Metronome critic George Simon, who was also a major supporter of Glenn Miller, was solidly in the Bradley-McKinley camp, Ray McKinley had a barely disguised contempt for such fellows, and this tune would have been like a sock in the jaw to them. Scramble 2 was a title that probably sent the band's fans scrambling to figure out what it meant. The next number, from 1941, was recorded by the so-called Will Bradley Trio, pianist Freddie Slack on piano and celeste, bassist Doc Goldberg, and Ray McKinley on vocals and drums, with a little help from songwriter Don Ray. This side was a definitive influence on the rock and roll to come. Chuck Berry loved this record and even covered the song in 1960. Bluesman Amos Milburn had a hit with it in the R&B market years later. And there really isn't a lot to separate this from an actual rock and roll record. There is no electric guitar, but there are also no horns, and the beat is four on the floor, just like Chuck Berry's Maybelline. Here is the Will Bradley Trio from 1941 with Down the Road a Piece.
Boy, where's you going? I seen you going down the street the other night.
Oh, I wasn't going nowhere. I've been where I was going.
That's all right. I didn't see you. You was plumb out of sight.
Man, I sure like to latch on to some of that boogie-woogie tonight.
You need some of that fat boogie-woogie.
That's what I need.
That's what I need, too. Hey, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just a no piano and a knocked-out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Bit Mac. You remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried in bacon grease. Come along with me, boys, just down the road a piece.
Well, let you and I walk on down the road a piece.
I'm walking, get going, I'm walking, I'm right behind. Drill. Come on with me, boy, before they lose their leads. It's just down the road, down
as I mentioned earlier, the boogie-woogie aspect of Bradley McKinley really was Ray's thing. And while Will Bradley didn't mind it, he did kind of get tired playing it. At one point, Bradley hit upon the idea of combining the boogie rhythm with a sound more akin to the slow ballads that he specialized in, and produced what I believe is the band's masterpiece, something years ahead of its time and a true thing of beauty. From January 1940, I offer you Will Bradley's composition, Strange Cargo.
Thank you.
From 1941, we just heard the Bradley McKinley Band's jam on Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King from the incidental music to Peer Gynt. Pretty rockin'. As I mentioned early, towards the end of 1941, Will Bradley and Ray McKinley's band was doing great in terms of popularity, but the two friends couldn't help but notice that they were getting on each other's nerves. In February 1942, they agreed amicably, after 2.5 years, to separate, as they were going in two very different directions musically. Columbia had amassed a healthy backlog of discs. They issued 84 of them, by the way, of Bradley McKinley recordings, which would take some time to get out after the band's breakup. And ironically, the very last one issued was a hit. And how could you miss with a title like Fry Me Cookie with a Can of Lard?
On the beam, oh, I know what's wrong. You've been cooking with cream. Now, if you want a beat that is rugged and hard, fry me cookie with a can of lard.
Will Bradley went into work as a staff musician at CBS Radio, and though he led several outfits after the war, all of these were studio groups. Will Bradley never led a touring big band again. Ray McKinley went on to form his own band, including some men left over from Bradley McKinley, and he had an excellent girl singer in Imogene Lynn, but discovered that he didn't really love leading a big band as much as he thought he might. It may have served as some measure of relief when, in October 1942, to his profound shock, Ray McKinley was drafted into the U.S. military. he was able to secure a promise from Glenn Miller, who had just broken up his civilian band to lead one for the Allied Expeditionary Forces, to allow Ray to join the Miller unit once it was up and running. And this took about another year, as the U.S. Air Force managed to lose Alton Glenn Miller in their system, Catch-22 style. But once going, Ray played a major role in the Miller AEF band and also achieved a kind of personal best as a drummer within this organization. Here he is with the Crew Chiefs, and I'm looking for the name Carmen Machen, and doing a hit of that day, Pistol Packin' Mama, with the Glenn Miller AEF band, Ray McKinley.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Never flirt with a girl named Tess down old Texas way. Cause if you do, I'm telling you, here's what you'll have to say. Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Flying in the Air Corps, flying to a fade. There's a flying fortress with a knocked out name.
Pistol packing mama, hear the airmen say. Pistol packing mama, lay those bombs away.
Why, just the other morning, the CO walked on in. Then the CO told us that we would bomb Berlin.
Pistol packing mama, spread your wings and flap. Lay those bombs away, babe, right in Hitler's lap.
Oh, then we boarded mama, and mama took us high. In the wild blue yonder, high into the sky.
Pistol packing mama, see that land below. Pistol packing mama, let your pistols go.
And spin that turret, mama, spit them bullets clean. Shake them old engines and shake that old machine.
Push aside that agat, lay it on the line. Pistol packing mama, babe, you're doing fine.
Well, now the job is done, babe, baby, take a bow. We'll be back tomorrow, but let's go home for now.
Lay those bombs away, babe, lay those bombs away. Pistol packing mama, lay those bombs away.
Bradley organized his first recording group a little before the end of World War II, working with Billy Maxted, the writer of Fry Me Cookie with a Can of Lard, which we heard earlier. The biggest hit the latter-day Will Bradley Orchestra had was in backing up a singer who was known for her sheer lack of luck in building a name for herself, even as she sang on hit records for Gene Krupa and Stan Kenton. With Will Bradley, Anita O'Day finally broke through in 1947 with a tune with the unlikely and slightly masochistic title of Boot Whip.
Boot Whip. you go uptown, spread joy around in that high old trailer's way. Now you'll get hip to this boot whip tip when you hear everybody say, high old trailer's boot whip, boot whip trailer's boss born, high old trailer's boot whip. Heaven, I'm happy. Heaven, I'm happy. And what you gonna say? What you gonna do? I guess I'll go out and get fly. I got to do it. Got to get fly. Got to do it. Give it a try. Man, there's nothing to it. Won't you take a tip? Mr. Kyle, won't you play some boot whip, man? Boot. What you gonna say? What you gonna do? Hey, a tenor, blow a few.
Thank you.
We just heard guitarist Mundell Lowe playing a prominent solo part in a piece called Tumblebug that was recorded by Ray McKinley's 1946 orchestra, which recorded for Majestic. When Ray got back from the war, he hired the most difficult and confrontational arranger in the business, Eddie Sauter. Ray was flying a little bit of his visionary freak flag there, and would do so in his series of recordings for RCA Victor that would follow after Majestic went through the bottom in 1947. You might wonder what Ray McKinley thought of rock and roll, for example. Well, maybe this.
I want to hear a boogie woogie with a crazy boogie beat. I want to hear a boogie woogie with a crazy boogie beat. Gives me a happy little feeling from my head down to my feet. Oh baby, hold me, hold me, hold me, take me around. Oh baby, hold me, hold me, hold me, take me around. Give me that 8-beat boogie with a crazy boogie sound. I take her dancing every night. I got a boogie woogie gal, I take her dancing every night. And when they play the crazy boogie, she will shout, man, that's all right. Take me around. Lord, give me that 8-beat boogie with a crazy boogie sound.
Ray McKinley in 1955 with Crazy Boogie, which was recorded for Dot. I only have about a minute to talk, and I really wish I could go into more about what happened to Will Bradley and Ray McKinley in later years. Will Bradley became the trombone player on the Tonight Show with Doc Severinsen, and also ran a handmade jewelry store late in life. He died at the age of 77 in 1989. Ray McKinley died in 1995 at age 84. I saw one of his last performances at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base around 1990. It is not a happy memory. We are going to wrap, however, with a very, very happy tune, Rock-a-Bye the Boogie by the Will Bradley Orchestra, featuring the Ray McKinley, to use its right name, tune from 1940. Please tune in to me next week. Thank you for listening. I've been Uncle Dave Lewis.
Okay, boys, take five.
Hey, wait a minute, Ray. You can't.
Rock-a-bye the boogie, put the 8-beats to bed. by the boogie, put the eight beats to bed. Good night, little beat. Sleep tight, little beat.